And with that, we are going to move to proposals. Number 12, Custer State Park Antelope and Status Update.
Hello again, Madam Chair. John Kant, Terrestrial Section Chief. If I may, I'd like to start with having Byron Buckley, our senior wildlife biologist out of Rapid City, give us a quick update on the antelope population in Custer State Park, and that'll lead right into our action sheet and recommendation.
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Rapid City office. Just going to give a very quick update on Custer State Park pronghorn and the brief that we have for, I think John will go through more in depth. Going to kind of touch on some of the action plan objectives, how we monitor pronghorn in Custer State Park, and then the season recommendations. In 2024, the department proposed and the commission accepted our pronghorn action plan. In this action plan, we have five different objectives. The one objective that really pertains to Custer State Park is the managing pronghorn populations for both maximum and quality recreational hunting opportunity, and also considering the social and biological inputs. So Custer State Park is a little bit different than our western, the West River units, in that we are trying to balance the hunting opportunity with the quality wildlife viewing in Custer State Park. Custer State Park is a very popular park where you can go and see bison, you can see pronghorn. So it's a very delicate balance that we're trying to strike here with the quality of the wildlife viewing and providing opportunities for hunting. In Custer State Park, we have two different licenses, a buck only or a doe kid license. Each of these licenses are allocated based on a percentage of the preseason pronghorn estimates. Currently, right now, we don't have a specific percentage right now for buck-only tags, but for doe kid licenses, it is about 3% of the preseason Custer State Park estimates that we will allow for licenses. If the population is below 250, those licenses for doe kids are not issued and that season is effectively closed. In Custer State Park, the population objective is about 350 individuals. So just to kind of, sorry, I went the wrong direction. There it is. So in the past, from 2011 to 2016, there have been licenses available for harvest of bucks. You can see the application numbers is about 1,000 individuals who are buying for three buck licenses. And you can see the success rate for those licenses is 100%. And generally speaking, they are getting the buck within about a day and a half to 2 days. And the satisfaction rating of about 6 to 7 is very good. So people are very happy with hunting in Custer State Park. So estimating populations for pronghorn can be difficult. In the West River, we do every 2 years we fly the entire western portion of the state for in a fixed wing. We don't do that for Custer State Park. There used to be a helicopter used before 2017. Right now, biologists and park staff go out and drive 15 different routes in the spring. This is the ground counts that are being done. And you can see from 2017, 2018, all the way to about 2024, the population has been roughly about 70 to 80 individuals. And in 24 and 25, population has increased to about 123 individuals. Moving forward, another metric we look at for allocating buck tags is buck to doe ratio. Generally, this is the number of bucks per 100 does. And so you can see in Custer State Park, since this information has been collected, we range from about 30 bucks per 100 does, ranging all the way up to about 70 bucks per doe, per 100 does. And so in the last 3 years, we've been about 50 bucks per 100 does. And just to put that in some context, that when we're down around the 30 bucks per 100 does, that's not going to leave a lot of opportunity for harvest of bucks, as opposed to when we are in the 70 buck per 100 doe range. That allows us a little bit more leeway to know that if we take some bucks out of the population, the vast majority of the does are still going to be bred. So you can see we're right in about the 50% of the 50 buck per 100 does. So we're kind of right in that, in a good spot to allow some harvest of, opportunity for bucks. So just a kind of quick summary, the spring counts are showing that the population in Custer State Park is on the incline. And then the buck to doe ratio shows that we have the ability to have limited buck harvest in this population. And so moving forward, we are going to be increasing our herd composition information in Custer State Park, so to recruit, to get recruitment data. We're going to work to refine, or to actually get, define a buck harvest rate objective for Custer State Park. And then potentially looking at the population objective. So 350 might be a little too large for Custer State Park. So when we put that number out there, it was the number that the highest that it's been seen in Custer State Park. But shortly after that, it is assumed that pronghorn moved out of Custer State Park. So that's something that we're going to also be looking at as well, is to kind of look at what herd movement means for Custer State Park. So the last slide should be. So recommendations for Custer State Park is 5 buck only licenses. So looking at our preseason population estimates, we believe that's about 14% harvest rate. So putting that into some context, for the park versus the West River, statewide buck harvest harvest rate is about 27% in the West River. So think that it's 14% is a good starting point. And the season dates will be starting around October, the first Saturday in October, and going for about 16 days. And that's to coincide with the Buffalo Roundup. And so doe 250 population estimate, we're recommending no doe harvest this year. And so we're going to try to keep to the action plan that has been proposed. So that's all I have for y'all right now.
Very good. Any questions for Byron on the plan? Comments? Seeing none right now, we'll throw it back to you, John.
Thank you, pardon me. Thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you to Byron. He did a great job there of laying out all the information that our biologists collect and good data that we use to bring forward recommendations to you. And he basically covered the recommendation, but I want to go over a few other things that we have in front of you here today. And just to start with, we do have some of that information that you presented, those ground counts in the supportive information showing that increase from 2016 to now 2025 with those 123 minimum count. and then figure one that shows the season closed starting in 2017. But just stress again, you know, when we did have it open, those three licenses, 100% success in, you know, relatively short period of time. Those hunters were out there very successful at harvesting those buck antelope. So the recommendation we have in front of you today is to, first of all, open that Custer State Park antelope hunting season. So we would need to modify rule to open the season, and then we're asking for it to run for 16 consecutive days beginning on the first Saturday in October, which for the 2025 season, that would be October 4 through 19. And that, as Byron indicated there, we want to make sure to avoid that period with the buffalo roundup so we don't have any conflicts there with all those visitors and that great opportunity with the roundup. With that, then, we would ask that you repeal 4106-2502. And what's happening here is that 4106-2501, that what it formerly said is that there is a season in Custer State Park, and then 4106-2502 specified season dates and so on and so forth. And so what we did is just combined all of that into the first rule there, 4106-2501. With that recommended change to the first, we'd ask that you repeal the second. And then lastly, in 4106-0702, it currently states that, there's a 9-year waiting period, very similar to our elk seasons in Custer State Park for the antelope season. But it specifically refers to an any antelope license. And so what we'd ask or what we're recommending is that you change that rule from the reference of any antelope to just simply an antelope license, because what we're asking you to propose today is a buck-only antelope license. And so if we change that to antelope license, that gives us the flexibility in the future to issue, you know, any antelope or buck antelope license if we so choose. Going back to that first rule, too, you'll notice that we put in there to allow for a maximum of 10 single-tag antelope licenses. So this is very similar to what we do in our other seasons, elk, deer, so on and so forth, where we set a maximum and then the commission takes administrative action to issue out those specific licenses. And I'll speak about that in a moment, what we want to issue for licenses and that administrative action that we would ask you to take at the next commission meeting. But for now, Madam Chair, we would ask that you or recommend that you make a proposal to make those changes that I laid out there in current rule or modify current rule. But I would certainly take any questions.
Any questions for Mr. Canta? Commissioner Beast.
In the past, there was an archery season for antelope in the park. Is there any plans of doing that?
Through the chair, Commissioner Beast, yeah, I'd have to think back when that was. I know you're correct. I just can't think of the year. For the time being, no, we haven't discussed that with such limited opportunity with the rifle season. I don't think it's out of the question, but I think we would crawl, walk, run again here to where we get to a point where that maybe makes sense. But, yep.
Additional questions? Commissioner Cole?
Just clarification there. I didn't hear everything that Commissioner Travis said down there. Are you saying this is just firearm, or you can use any weapon during the season?
Through the chair, Commissioner Cole, you can use any lesser weapon.
Okay.
So it's a firearm season, but you could use any lesser weapon, so you could archery hunt. Yep. I'm sorry if that was Commissioner Beast's question.
And no decoys allowed, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Additional questions from the commission? Comments? Move to adopt by Commissioner Cole. Seconded by Commissioner Beast. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Those opposed? It is adopted.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And then just quickly, you'll notice in an administrative action sheet that follows the recommended proposal there. So this lays out those five buck antelope licenses that Byron referenced and that we're discussing here today. This is really just an information item at this time, and then at your next commission meeting, we'd ask that you take administrative action to approve those five licenses. But again, just kind of recapping what Byron said, based on our counts and all of the data that we're collecting, and more importantly, comparing that harvest rate, if we do harvest five buck antelope in Custer State Park, that's a very conservative harvest rate when you compare it to
all of our other units in West River, so we feel very comfortable opening the season with five licenses. But I'd certainly take any questions, but we just come back to you next month to ask for administrative action.
Very good. Any questions? Seeing none, very good. We thank you for the information, and it looks like it is